Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Anemia is very common among patients with moderate or severe chronic kidney disease, and several treatments are available, including iron supplementation, blood transfusions, and synthetic derivatives of erythropoietin. In a Cochrane review published in December 2014, Sutonia Palmer from Christchurch in New Zealand, together with her colleagues, brought together the studies that have tested a range of erythropoietin drugs, and she tells us what they found in this evidence pod.
Anemia affects nearly everyone who has moderate to severe kidney disease. It can lead to tiredness, breathlessness, and reduced quality of life. In the 1970s and 1980s, the mainstay of therapy was support with blood transfusions, but treatment caused viral infections and iron overload. In the late 1980s, the erythropoietin gene was cloned, paving the way for large-scale production of synthetic erythropoietin, which could be administered by injection. The treatment was highly effective, and extensive prescribing occurred, driven in part by evidence that anemia was associated with worse clinical outcomes, including heart failure and death. However, trials and subsequent evidence reviews have now shown that erythropoiesis-stimulating agents, otherwise known as ESAs, increase mortality and vascular complications. This has led to a lowering of suggested hemoglobin targets in clinical guidelines. Several ESAs are available, which differ in molecular structure and frequency of administration. The earlier treatments were epoietin alpha and beta. More recently, drugs with a longer duration of action and which can be given less frequently have become available, including darbepoietin alpha and methoxypolyethylene glycol epoietin beta. Alongside these newer drugs, as the earlier agents came off patent, biosimilar drugs are now increasingly available. While there are several ESA classes, there is limited evidence about whether the drugs have different effectiveness or side effect profiles, which is important given potential treatment toxicity. To try to answer these uncertainties, we brought together evidence on all available ESAs for the treatment of anemia in chronic kidney disease. We used a method called network meta-analysis to make best use of all the data and to allow us to compare all ESAs against each other and against placebo, given the lack of head-to-head trials. We included 56 trials with approximately 15,000 participants that evaluated treatment for 6 months on average. Studies included a range of kidney function, clinical settings, and participant features, but they commonly had methodological limitations, reducing confidence in many of the findings. We first examined the chances of treatment reducing the need for blood transfusions and found no evidence that any of the ESAs differed in their ability to prevent blood transfusion. All were better than placebo, except the biosimilar agents, which had non-significant effects. There was very little information about whether any ESA treatment improved symptoms, such as tiredness or breathlessness, and so we were not able to draw meaningful conclusions about these outcomes. When considering possible harms, there was no evidence of differences between ESAs compared with each other or against placebo on mortality, vascular complications, and chances of clotting of vascular access for dialysis. All drugs had similar effects on raising blood pressure compared to placebo, although the result for biosimilar agents was not significant. Thinking about how this review might influence clinical practice, it's important to remember that many of the studies were short-term, lasting only about 6 months. Whereas many patients receive these treatments for longer, meaning that there is a gap in our understanding about the longer term impact of treatment. However, the main messages from our review are that we found similar effects among available ESAs for treatment toxicity and preventing blood transfusions, but these findings were limited by the amount of information available for some drugs, particularly the biosimilar preparations, and the quality of some contributing studies. Sadly, despite having more than 50 trials in this review, we still don't know whether ESAs improve patient symptoms of anemia, such as fatigue and breathlessness. This is particularly relevant as evidence of benefit for these drugs from a patient's perspective is currently lacking. We see two main implications for future research. First, trials need to evaluate treatment outcomes that are most relevant to patients and health systems. Priority setting exercises among patients are currently ongoing, and these should guide the selection of outcomes in future studies. Second, we still don't know if ESA treatments have different effects than placebo, with the exception of preventing blood transfusions. Additional placebo-controlled trials are needed that focus on symptom management in anemia to support and inform the widespread prescribing of these drugs. In general, longer-term trials are needed. To sum up, there is no evidence that available ESAs have different benefits and harms for the management of anemia in patients with chronic kidney disease. Existing studies provide little information about the impact of these treatments on patient symptoms, and there is less information about biosimilar agents. Treatment decisions might reasonably involve considerations of drug availability and cost, as well as patient preferences for dosing frequency.
You can find full details of this review, including the methods used for the network meta-analysis, in the Cochrane Library. Go to cochranelibrary.com and search for ESA and kidney.